KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
A man has been rushed to hospital after he was shot during an apparent robbery in Durban. It's understood the incident on Rick Turner Road involved a cash-in-transit vehicle. The victim is believed to be a security guard. ALS paramedic spokesperson Gareth Jemison.
Paramedics arrived on scene to find a male believed to be in his 20s who had sustained critical injuries as a result of a gunshot wound to his head. He was stabilised on scene by advanced life support paramedics before he was rushed through to a nearby hospital for the urgent care that he required. At this stage, the events leading up to the shooting aren't exactly clear. However, SAPS were in attendance and will be investigating further.
The National Homeless Network says 50% of homeless South Africans do not have IDs. The organization's Simpiwe Khoza has told a panel of political party representatives in Durban that the right to vote is not accessible to many of those living on the streets.
We therefore call on all parties, first and foremost, to acknowledge the importance of speedily providing IDs to all South Africans who lack them, whatever their economic or social status is. Commit to a waiver of the replacement fee for any person who is looking for a replacement ID for the first time. Deploy the mobile ID facilities of the Department of Home Affairs to target hotspots where homeless people gather in order to expedite provisions of IDs.
Khoza was part of a political dialogue this morning hosted by the Dennis Hurley Centre. It was an opportunity for the homeless to bring their plight directly to political parties and find out what the various election candidates' plans are to help this vulnerable community. Representatives from the IFP, DA, EFF and MK Party attended the meeting in the Durban CBD. The Dennis Hurley Centre says it's been assisting about 6,000 people to get registered as voters ahead of next month's polls. And finally, a retired Durbanite has struck it lucky. He's won 26 million rand in a lotto jackpot. National lottery operator Ituba says the senior citizen bought his 100 rand quick pick ticket on a banking platform. And speaking about his win, the man says Lady Luck has smiled down on him. He says he got an SMS notification and that he needed to contact Ituba after winning the jackpot nearly 2 weeks ago. But it was only when the bank called him that he realized he'd become a millionaire. He says he was so overwhelmed with shock that he almost choked on his coffee. The new multimillionaire has plans for his newfound wealth, with the main focus being on retiring comfortably, a house renovation, a tropical island holidays, as well as investing in their grandchildren's future are on the cards.
Aww.
So sweet. The top story, a man's been rushed to hospital after he was shot during an apparent robbery in Durban. More news at ecr.co.za. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.